Well, Tom Lowe is a freelance journalist based in Moscow. I asked him how the news had been received over there.
There's really two aspects to this. The first is how people watching TV, people on the street have reacted to this. And the second is the political side of things. Both of them are intertwined and they're actually quite similar because there's a feeling over here that Russia is being victimized, and that's shared by the general public for the most part and politicians. So, for example, Vladimir Putin, just before this decision was made, was speaking at a business forum in St. Petersburg, an international forum, and said that he feels it's a shame this doping scandal has been politicized. He says that Russia's being picked on, that it's really a global issue, and it's not reasonable that the finger is pointing straight at Russia. And we've heard from the sports ministry as well, who said much the same thing. They said that they've put into place a large range of different steps to improve the doping situation, to combat doping in the country, and feels that there's not much more that it can do.
Presumably, Tom, it's divided the nation because some athletes who cooperated with the IAAF have been labelled as traitors.
Well, that's a big issue here in Russia. Some of the athletes who blew the whistle to begin with that German TV documentary, the ARD documentary, which went out in 2014 and really started the doping scandal in Russia ball rolling. They've left the country. The former head of RUSADA, the Russian anti-doping agency, also left after saying that in the Sochi Winter Olympic Games that the FSB, the security services, had helped him and others at the agency manipulate doping results and enable Russia to gain lots and lots of gold medals at its own Winter Olympics.
Have any of the Russian athletes responded publicly yet?
Yes, they've responded publicly. Perhaps the voice that's been the loudest is a double Olympic champion pole vaulter. Her name is Yelena Isinbayeva, and she's really said two things. She said, and this is echoed by a number of other athletes who have come out since this decision or expected it to take place, she said that this is firstly a highly political decision. This idea of collective responsibility just isn't reasonable, that clean Russian athletes should be able to prove that they're clean and they should be able to go and perform at the Rio Olympics. They shouldn't be sort of this blanket ban, which really, in their eyes, is very unjust.
That's Tom Lowe, a freelance journalist, speaking to us there from Moscow.